everybody. Today, my mommy is going to talk about darts. What's it in?
Thanks, Noah, for introducing the president I'm going to tell you about this week. Noah is Olivia's 2-year-old brother, and he's going to hopefully help us introduce all of the presidents we are going to be discussing on the Curious Kid podcast. Each week, after I tell you some interesting things about one of our presidents, Olivia and her dad will get curious about a new topic like they do every week. Today, we are going to learn about the first president of the United States, George Washington. I'm going to start by telling you what many people know about President Washington, and then I'm going to tell you some really fun, interesting facts you may not already know. George Washington was born in Virginia in the year 1732. When he was young, he thought it was very important that America should be independent from other countries, particularly Great Britain. He served as a general and commander-in-chief of the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War. He was very successful in leading the Continental Army to victory. In the year 1787, he attended the Constitutional Convention, where our founding fathers decided the rules for the United States. They had to select someone to lead the newly independent country, and they unanimously selected George Washington to be the leader of the United States of America. He was our president for 8 years because he served 2 full 4-year terms. In those days, whoever finished second in the election would become the vice president. John Adams finished second to George Washington in both elections. So he became the first vice president of the United States. George Washington belonged to a political party called the Federalists. That political party no longer exists today. There are 2 extremely important decisions that President Washington made in his 8 years. In March of 1793, France declared war on England. There was a lot of pressure on George Washington to get involved in the war for 2 reasons. First, the French helped the United States beat England in the Revolutionary War. Second, some of George Washington's advisors wanted him to get involved. Alexander Hamilton wanted him to side with England, and Thomas Jefferson wanted him to side with France. George Washington decided to stay neutral and not get involved because he thought the United States was not yet prepared to fight in a war overseas. The second really important decision George Washington made was to step down after 8 years. George Washington was very popular, and Americans would have been very happy to have him be their president until he died, but he decided to step down after 8 years and let someone else become president. This may not sound like a big deal, but it was. He wanted the United States to be different from other countries like England, where kings served for life. When others wanted to refer to him as Your Highness, a title that was given to kings, he insisted on being called Mr. President instead. Here are some cool things you may not already know about our first president. His wife, Martha Custis, was married to a man before she married George Washington. He died in 1757. She was really sad, so she stayed with a neighboring family, the Chamberlains, the following year. Well, Colonel Richard Chamberlain was walking outside one day and bumped into none other than George Washington on his walk. Chamberlain invited George Washington to dinner, but George wasn't interested. Chamberlain insisted on having 26-year-old George Washington over for dinner and introducing him to Martha, so George finally agreed. George and Martha hit it off that night, and they would get married in 1759, just 1 year later. George Washington had no kids of his own, but he adopted Martha's 2 children from her previous marriage. Also, as great a man as George Washington was, he disappointed his mother. George's mother, Mary Ball Washington, thought he didn't do a good job supporting her because he went off to war to fight for independence. She was so upset with him, she didn't even bother going to New York to see his inauguration as president. I guess some moms are just hard to please. Next week, we will learn about our second president, John Adams. Join Olivia and her dad tomorrow when they get curious about earthquakes. Until next time, Stay curious.